one I met, finally met the last one. Mm. I have to take that back because she had one she never told my dad about in between marriages. And she was not exactly adopted out. She was taken by a family that couldn't have any children and raised by them. Mm-hmm. And then when she has several children, and when one of them needed medical attention, you know, like now they say cancer runs in families and different diseases, and so she needed information because she had a daughter that had cancer of the spine. Mm-hmm. And so she called me. I mean, she called my oldest son. And he said, well, that's questions you need to ask my mom. And she said, well, I never wanted to disturb your family. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, mom and dad were both dead then. And I kind of knew about her mm-hmm. from some old letters that was in a trunk. And that we weren't supposed to see.
Of course.
So I told her to come out here, and we had a family reunion in 84. And so I got to meet her. And I had one brother in Oregon that I only got to see one time.
Do you know any of the, I suppose you know the children of your sisters and brothers?
Some of them.
Some of them you do and some you don't. What would you call the, a daughter of your sister or brother?
A niece.
Okay, and a son?
Nephew.
Okay, and they would call you what?
I'm Aunt Betty Dolan.
Okay. And your husband would have been?
Uncle Chet.
Okay. When you were educated, did you typically have male teachers or female?
Mostly female.
Okay.
I had some male teachers when I was in high school.
Okay. Do you remember how you addressed, or you were supposed to address those teachers?
Mrs.
And then you would give their last name or just Mrs.?
Yes, Mrs. Okay. Mrs. Ridenour was my teacher.
And so you did have married female teachers back here?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have read that in some places they wouldn't allow that.
Oh.
At least way back in the day.
Even this schoolhouse here was built in 1887. Mm-hmm. And I have handwritten all the school records. They had a lot of lady school teachers here.
Okay. When you were married, did you have a service? Was it an actual wedding service?
Married in a church.
Okay. Did your husband have somebody who stood up for him?
His brother.
Okay. And what would his title have been in that capacity? What was he functioning as?
The groom.
Okay.
Not groom. Best man.
Okay. did you have somebody stand up for you?
Actually, my husband's brother and his wife stood up with us.
Okay, and she would have been called your what?
The bridesmaid.
Okay. Do you have a term for relatives, besides just saying my relatives? Is there another term you use for those people, to talk about that group of people?
Ancestors.
Okay. Would you ever use kin, or kinfolk, or anything like that, or is that not something?
Not too much, no.
No. Okay, that about does it for family. What about, I want to talk next about the house. Houses either that you have now or a house that you grew up in or something like that. What are the rooms that you typically find in a house in this area? What are the different rooms?
The different rooms?